In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand and you trust that we will do what we must until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so proud.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong. And unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
So hair dryer activates his, you know, drying apparatus.
Do you want to take another pass at that, man?
Yeah. Hair dryer grabs the pull cord on the front of his mech suit and pulls, and you hear the kind of engine start as these, like, you know, dryer tubes, these silver tubes arc out from him. The hot air blowing from them lifts him off of the air as other tubes kick in from the back, and he comes flying into the house. You see him hover over the syringes laid out on the floor in the front as he goes past, knocking over the animatronics that have been set up in the hallway.
Certainly not all of them. Surely he had to get bonked or scared by the big tree with the face on.
You know what? Give me Griffin, because he's moving pretty fast. Yeah. Give me a 2d8 roll.
2d8 roll. One success.
With one success, it knocks him, back for a second. He doesn't get scared, but it gives you guys, the two of you, Navy and Roger, are still up on the main floor.
Yeah.
While Lyle is down on the lower level. You have a second to react as he's coming charging in.
I think I'm just going to try to reset position, right? Go back to my little hiding space near the stairwell behind these bushes. Because I see that Roger is kind of doing the same thing. Roger's posted up next to the screening room. So I think if we can get the element of surprise here, it would only... I mean, it worked so well with the last guy.
What about you, Roger? What are you doing?
I think staying in place until he gets a little bit closer and then taking action then.
Okay. He comes hovering in. He makes his way. He gets in here in the center of the space and begins kind of scanning around. Hot boys? What have you done to my hot boys? Give me a 3D8 roll, Roger, for the folks in the movie. We're going to see if they can hear over the movie and through the closed door.
Ah, okay. 154.
I like the idea that you locked them in there and then turned up the volume all the way. That immediately becomes like black sight, like a torture experiment at that point.
No. So they hear, and you hear them react to it, but they cannot get the door open. They are still trapped in the room. He's hovering around. You can see this hot air as it is spreading around from him, and he's blowing around, spinning in a circle. He's just knocking books off the shelf in the library. Knickknacks, decorations, picture frames are falling off the wall.
Oh, man.
Destruction is happening all around.
Are there any of the traps that have not tripped? Are there any untripped traps?
Trapped bobble cop hit with a bottle in the hospital for talking that mess.
I mean, I think the flashing lights and ghost sounds or whatever I had going
on. Yeah, the only ongoing ones are the waxy, slippery floor at the top of the stairs and the lights and sounds.
And where are the lights and sounds?
Happening all over the place every, like, 15, 20 seconds.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out if it would make sense to try to lure him nearer to any of the unsprung traps.
Man, let's get him out of this space. Like, the bottom floor seems so much more indestructible with all the training stuff and the pools and stuff. I would rather... He is going to destroy this whole room.
Where do we want him?
I think downstairs, right? Because Axel Isle's already down there.
Okay. All right. Roger is going to use counterfeit to imitate one of the hot boys.
But which one?
Oh, man.
The classic query.
Which Curdy.
Hot boy to imitate?
Curdy.
Oh, that was a great choice.
Curdy hot boy.
I hope Curdy wasn't
one of his favorites.
I hope Curdy wasn't one of the ones that stepped on the syringes, the medicine surprise.
Well,
a medicine whoopsie.
A medicine whoops.
So he's going to imitate one of the. Should I roll or try to do the thing first?
You know what, Dad? I want to hear you do the thing first.
Be a hot boy.
Okay.
Just do what comes naturally.
Okay.
Well.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
Oh,
my God, Mac. That was one of the wilder sounds I've heard you make in my life.
The hot boy's so hot he's melting?
Yeah. Hot Joseph Merrick summer.
We're upstairs.
It's upstairs,
yes,
right?
Yes, it.
No, are we upstairs?
Downtown. Downtown.
Yeah. And we want him to go upstairs.
Okay, so we are on the first floor. That is the thing on the left, right? Yes. The one on the right is the basement. And the basement is where all the lower levels.
Yeah. Yes. We're downstairs, boss, and we need help. We're in big trouble. Big trouble.
Oh, my God, Curdy.
Save us.
What happened to you, Curdy?
If I describe it, will cause so much emotional trauma for you, you won't be able to function. You just get down here and help us.
Okay, now roll 3d8.
Clint, this voice is next level good. It is a shame that you are not playing Curdy this year. As much as I love Roger.
I'm not always this phlegmy, though.
You brought Curdy to life. That's a good point. Dad.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's going to be a Curdy spinoff.
8, 2, and 2?
So one success.
Okay, yeah. So he's unsure how to feel about it. He gets to the top of the stairs. He moves over there, and he's still hovering, right? So the waxy floor isn't quite getting him. And he said, Curdy, you sound different.
Can I pop out and try and knock him down the stairs? Get him where we want him?
You absolutely can. Yeah, you absolutely can.
Then in one of the light flickerings, I'm going to wait until it gets dark and then sort of just like step up right beside him. So when the lights come back on, I'm just like, hey, cool. Oh, wait, I'm doing the Curdy voice. It's
hey,
so
man.
Good, Daddy. It's
yeah,
magnetic,
man's catching. Yeah.
Stay in
so
your lane, dude.
Sorry. I see you've also got a cool tech backpack.
What? Okay, with using your lights and sound trap, give me Bulky Boy 3D8 and add an extra D8. So we're going to do 4D8.
And the fact that the floor is slippery, right?
Not great, guys. One success. 1338.
He is surprised and attempts to like grapple you.
Oh, that's great. That's what I wanted.
And you slip.
Oh no, that's
on
not
the waxy
wanted.
Floor, and the two of you go down the stairs.
That's what I wanted.
Yes, but you are not in control.
You're sending me on a real emotional journey right now, Travis.
Listen, that's what a mixed success does, bud.
Yeah, sure.
So the two of you are down. He is in control of your form. You know what I mean?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, he's holding on to, like, your lapels, onto the straps of your water pack, right? But he is coming out on top.
Cool.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I want to get in.
Roger, you've just seen this happen, and they disappeared down the steps. What do you do?
Go charging after. No, you know what? Here's what he's going to do.
Oh.
He is going to go charging after, but at the very top of the stairs is going to... nimbly, is that a word? Cool. Is nimbly a word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Nimbly leap over.
Now you've said it too much and I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah. Nimbly leap over. Nimbly. No, it doesn't get
nimbly
better.
Nimbly bimbly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say it in the Curdy voice.
Leaps over the slipper.
Nimbly.
Yeah, okay. Now it makes sense.
It's great. Travis, how are you not loving this, man?
I am. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I'm loving it.
So he nimbly leaps over the slippery part and just launches himself to do a cannonball.
Cannonball, you think?
It's like a half of cannonball, cow, and Calvin ball.
Hold on, let me look in the back here.
Dad has a bucket that says cow puns, and it's got that we're talking about morsels, tiny crumbs left unused.
Well, I'm looking at the judges, and one of them just thumbs up so hard he broke his wrist.
Oh man! Okay.
Yeah.
So you're also
in my folio. We've never stocked anything like that.
So I don't know. You're also cannonballing into me, too, because we are wrestling, right?
Yeah, Roger, give me, you're a pretty graceful man as an infiltrator and spy, and we've established this. So first, you're going to give me 3d8 roll to avoid the slippery floor.
Okay.
And then a 3d8 roll to come down. Ooh, mixed success. Okay. Oof. So we're going to change that to a 2d8 roll to cannonball down the steps, since you only got a mixed success.
Another mixed success. Guys, we need to get off the fence here. We need to poop or get off the pot. Get real.
Start failing.
If you fail, you get experience. Mixed success is the worst result.
So with that mixed success, you're going to come down maybe not as graceful as you had intended. You're going to knock into Navy and Dryer as they are together. You are going to knock Navy out of Hairdryer's control.
Thank you.
But you are both prone, and he goes kind of spinning off.
Okay. Did I take any damage?
No, not on mixed success.
Okay.
No.
Us big boys don't gotta worry about that falling down the stairs. We're big boys.
Yeah, you two are prone though, so you are like hands and knees. Lyle, you are up.
I'm downstairs. Has anybody made it down to where I am?
Yeah, man. Look at them.
Yes, if you look on roll 20, you'll see. Yeah.
We just both leaped and rolled down the stairs and tumbled and fell.
No, but I mean bad guys. I don't care what they're doing.
Yeah, hair dryer stuff.
Yeah, we're all down here.
At the foot of the stairs. Okay, perfect. They don't see me.
Hmm?
They don't see me.
In what way?
I'm in the river.
You're in the lazy river.
I'm in the crazy river.
Whoa. Can you tell me the difference between a lazy river and a crazy river?
I'm in it, and I'm on it, and I'm ready to fight.
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
I'm turning this lazy river into a crazy river. So I'm cycling in the river until...
Oh?
I can't make any noise, right? Because they'll hear that. So sure. I'm just floating in the cycle until I can get the jump on them.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to have an advantage on this roll because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I am using the crazy river to float up on them and get the jump on Hairdryer.
Can I tell you what you've done here, Justin?
Yeah.
Now I'm toying because I was going to give you advantage.
Yeah.
Now I'm worried you've taken words out of my mouth.
Yeah. What I meant was I didn't mean like literal rolling advantage. I meant I'm getting the advantage on them. That's what I was clarifying for you.
Okay.
I don't
want to
I don't mean technical advantage. I mean narratively I have an advantage.
I don't actually know if you realize this, Travis, creator of this game, but I don't think there's advantage in the Abnormals game.
No, I can just add dice.
Yeah, right.
At my whim.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Justin, you already have extreme hiding. Use camouflage to hide in the environment.
Yes.
So give me a 4d8 roll, and we'll see how it turns
out. Holy crap.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
Here's rule on the fly, Trav. We got a straight here. We got a 5, 6, a 7, and an 8. That's got to be something, right?
It feels like something.
I mean,
it's gotta be something.
Let me think. Okay, Justin, here's what I'll say. What? This is your reward for 4 successes here. 1... You have become one with your environment. This crazy river is now, it's as much you as you are.
You were born in these waters.
Yes. He's merely discovered them. You were born in them. He adopted them. I want you now to feel like you can move through them with ease. But 2, you also are going to get, when you are ready to act upon Hairdryer, you are going to get 2 extra dice to roll against him. It is Hairdryer's turn. As far as he's aware, the 2 of you, Roger and Navy, are the only combatants he's facing. So 4 of his mini silver.
Oh, they know where I'm at.
Oh, okay. They know.
Oh, they know. They know the old crazy river routine for sure.
He's going to turn his hoses upon you and blast you with 2 extreme blasts of hot air. Both of you now crouch down on the ground. So Griffin, normally Navy would have Bulky Boy, but as you are prone, you're going to only roll 2d8s.
Well, Bulky Boy is also, it makes him hard to knock down. It doesn't make him more resistant to damage or whatever. And I've already been knocked down, so Bulky Boy definitely don't apply.
You, Roger, you get 1d8 to try to avoid taking full damage here.
How many is he rolling?
Well, so I'm having you guys resist because he's not attacking.
Yeah.
He's trying to, like, throw you around with big blasts.
Cool. Okay.
I'm going old school.
That's,
Oh, no.
That's double ones.
Double ones.
That's a totally bogus.
At a time like
that is
this.
Totally bogus.
Oh, that's so bad. Practice makes perfect, though. Practice does make perfect.
What happens to him?
Well, you got to roll two, man. You might be joining the snake guys club.
Yeah, don't get all.
I thought I was just
those bad rolling, guys over there.
Am I rolling one or two?
You're rolling one.
There's not even a button for that.
I'm rolling an actual D8.
Okay.
Big
guys,
D8. Jesus.
I swear to God, it's a one.
All right.
Oh my God, guys.
Whee!
Yeah. So you guys, like, he turns on you, and you two are like ready to get. Just absolutely tossed around like rag dolls.
Until.
And then.
Yes, Justin?
He hears a splash from behind him. And out from the water, he hears a whisper in his ear. Splish, splash, I've been biding my time. And I kick him in the butt.
The undeniably perfect maneuver.
That's really good. That's cool.
Well placed. Perfectly placed. And here's the thing is, I know I got 2d8 on this trap, so you already told me that. So I know whatever kick this guy's about to get is going to be the best kick I could give to a butt.
This feels like a time to shine situation. This feels like a fateful butt kick.
Three time to shine dice. Because this is exactly Axel Isle in his element, in a crazy river, kicking butt. This is
the very act of kicking butt crystallizes the tone of this season of the show. It's not a gargoyles thing. They don't kick butts on gargoyles.
No, it's, not as a rule.
It's trending more Samurai Pizza Cats.
Yeah, true. Okay, Justin, that's three dice plus two plus, let me think here. This is... I mean, this is training. This is a kick. So, eight total? Yes, eight total.
There ain't no button for that either.
Yeah, you're going to roll 68 and 2d8s. Oh, my God.
Holy.
Oh my God.
Wait, this has to be something too, right?
Oh, God, I got a triple cowabunga.
Triple, you got 888.
Triple mega cowabunga.
And a
triple
six.
Mega cowabunga. Sorry, I got an ultra mega cowabunga trap.
Yeah, man. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Triple eights and a six. So four successes total.
It's that ultra mega. I want to call it
ultra mega cowabunga.
And sandwiched between these two rolls was a double total failure on mine and Dad's parts. The dice are being kind of silly today, I feel like.
Yeah, so not only do...
It's rewarding preparation.
Not only do Navy and Roger not take any damage, right? As they're sitting there, you get that like hot blast of air that starts to like vibrate their cheeks and lips, you know, blah, 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 as it's like blowing them backwards,
sure.
Right? Their eyelids flapping, right?
Yeah.
In the wind. You come springing up out in a like just kind of perfect, like a perfect just hovering kick into his butt. And not only does he go flying and bash against the wall and take two damage and kind of crash to the ground for a second, it's perfectly framed in the security camera footage.
Oh, God,
of this
so
amazing
good.
Yes, that's
moment.
Good. It's so good, man. Thank you.
I point at Axel Isle. I say, that one's going to be in the TikTok reel for sure.
Thanks.
And then you hear, bing, bing. The front doorbell has just rung.
Oh, man.
Hey folks, we got some live shows coming up. We're going to be in Atlanta for Taz versus Popeye. We're doing my brother and me in Atlanta. We're doing Dragon Con in Atlanta. Atlanta, more like Cool-lanta, because we'll be there doing cool stuff. That's what they call it.
I didn't like that.
They call it Cool-lanta. Did you know that?
I don't think they call it Cool-lanta, dude.
They do.
All right, man.
Oh, the cool ones do. We've also got shows coming up in Texas, Utah, and California. All Taz shows for the rest of the year are going to be Taz versus shows. Like I said, we've got Taz versus Popeye in Atlanta. We're doing Taz versus Hercules in Texas, and even more coming up. So make sure you get them. Tickets for all the shows are on sale now. And get all the info and ticket links at bit.ly/McElroy Tours.
We got some new merch up in the merch store. We also got some great deals up in the merch store. We're doing a back-to-school sale. Select items up to 40% off. You can get 3 different back-to-school bundles. You get a free mystery pin with a purchase of $30 or more. And 10% of all our merch proceeds this month will be donated to World Central Kitchen. All that and more over at McElroyMerch.com. That's it. Enjoy the rest of the episode, and we'll be back with a new one in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, is this Archer?
Yes, hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Tom Lum from Let's Learn Everything. I'm calling about your Maximum Fun membership's extended warranty. Do you have a few seconds to talk about that?
I think I have to go.
No. Oh, no, they're going to be so mad at me.
Okay, fine.
Did you know that as a part of your Maximum Fun membership's extended warranty, you've been picked as the member of the month, which is wild, and we're so excited to have you.
It's so exciting. Thank you.
So as our member of the month, you will also be getting a $25 gift card to the Maximum Fun store, a special member of the month bumper sticker, a special priority parking spot at Max Fun HQ in Los Angeles, California, just for you. Also, I have to read this. It says, we at Maximum Fun apologize you ended up with the worst host of the three, and as consolation, you'll be getting those. Why is that included? I don't remember that being there for the other.
It's okay, I can settle, it's fine.
MaxFun members are the best.
Become a MaxFun member now at MaximumFun.org/join.
Say you like video games, and who doesn't?
I mean, some people probably don't.
Okay, but a lot of people do. So say you're one of those people, and you feel like you don't really have anyone to talk to about the games that you like.
Well, you should get some better friends.
Okay, yes, you should get some better friends, but you could also listen to Triple Click, a weekly podcast about video games hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Maddie Myers.
And me, Jason Schreier. We talk about new releases, old classics, industry news, and whatever, really.
We'll show you new things to love about games, and maybe even help you find new friends to talk to about them.
Triple Click. It's kind of like we're your friends. Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, wow. Okay. How's it looking down here, Trev?
I mean, he's knocked low for a second.
Oh, hey, let me see, camera activate.
You can see, like, this connects to the front panel. It's an intercom system throughout the house. And there you see on the video a delivery person with, you know, boxes of parts. And he's just kind of standing there at the front door looking around, checking his watch.
Oh, okay, well, hey, time out on this, all right? Gotcha, we've got a delivery. Hold on.
And then I carefully walk upstairs, avoiding the slippery things on the stairs.
Nice try, Travis.
Front door, avoiding the drug needles that I strewed about. And I'm opening the door carefully in a ginger manner. And I said, hello, my name is Axel. I'll take the package. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, man. I just need you to sign here.
Of course. I would never want to impede your business.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Deeply underappreciated. So
absolutely. And here is your back. Yeah. Here is your signature, my friend. Have a good day. All right. Of course. One second. My wallet's in my dad's house.
What?
thank you for everything. And I close the door.
Well.
Well, before you can head back
downstairs. Yeah, give us a little solo scene with Jim Bob.
Hair dryer is kind of, you know, shaking off the day, still on the ground.
Sorry, did he just... Where did he go? Did he say timeout?
Yeah, we did a timeout on the battle so he could sign for a pack. You've never been interrupted by, like, a delivery driver in the middle
happens
of a...
happens all
like,
the time, boss.
Who?
What? You were Curdy?
All the time.
Wow.
Wow. I was always Curdy.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question just real quick?
Yeah.
Yes?
Did you kill any of my hot boys?
No.
Well, I saw a bunch of mystery syringes No telling what was in those. And
sorry, what?
There may have been a big fart blast. Actually, I think I was the only one to suffer that.
It could have been COVID boosters or vitamins.
Did any of them have a pre-existing heart condition?
All right, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, good. Enough family.
I can't get out of this voice.
Sure, one second. Just a delivery. I don't know. It was the... Sorry, you got a delivery?
Yeah, one sec. I haven't opened it yet.
This is my favorite part.
And I find some spare parts for the oven upstairs.
Oh.
Well, actually, continue the timeout for a second because I'm going to leave upstairs.
Just for a minute.
Come on, give him a...
That's actually really irresponsible. I'll forget.
I'll be
sure. So if I could just put him near the oven.
These two?
Yeah, of course.
I do like a mid-fight timeout, though, because you can, like, catch your breath a little bit and put your back into the rest of the battle.
I saw that there was a Rainforest Cafe over there. Can I go grab, like, a drink or something?
They'll have to charge.
I mean, if you're about to fix the oven, like, why don't we stop in at the Rainforest Cafe and have a drink?
Well.
Yeah, you guys want to go to the Rainforest Cafe and have a drink together, and I'll just fix the oven.
Okay, sounds good to me.
You're going to fix an oven?
It's pretty basic repair, and if you do it incorrectly, it's a real fire hazard.
Well, do you want any help with that? Like, I built my whole mech suit here. I could help you out.
Actually, it would be great.
Yeah, I went to DeVry.
Oh, they're serious about success. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, man. Okay, we'll just take a quick time out, and I'll fix your oven.
Okay.
Okay, do you want me to bring you something from Rainforest Cafe?
Can you actually try to climb up? Sorry, let me say that again. I misspoke. Can you actually try to clean up? Would you mind cleaning up?
Me?
No. I need your help with the oven.
Okay.
I need you to clean up down here if you could. There's so much mess. They're going to be so angry with me.
Okay, but then we're going to time in and keep fighting, right?
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Maybe outside.
Okay, where is the Swiffer?
Okay, so 45 minutes later.
thank you again, by the way. I'm sorry that you burned yourself. That's so embarrassing.
No, it's okay. He was minor. All things considered, it's a pretty easy fix. You said they had a guy coming to fix this?
Well, you know.
Would have charged them an arm and a leg, I bet.
I'm sure, yeah. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Time in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Only if you're ready.
No, I'm good.
We're ready.
They're still ready at the Rainforest Cafe. There's no way they got served in 45 minutes.
No.
They wish. Give me, Lyle, I'm looking to see what you've got here. Just 2d8 reaction roll here. Or, excuse me, 2d8, instinct. Mixed success.
Yeah.
One of those dryer tubes from his suit comes whipping at your head, rejected by the blast. You're able to duck it, but you have to kind of jump out of the way.
Okay. Pretty rude.
You said it was time in!
Well, yeah. I guess, no, that's true. All right.
Okay. And he is going to tackle you. Well, more like pick you up as he, you jump out of the way. He grabs you by the back of the shirt, and he's going to take you back into the library. The two of you go flying back.
I just finished putting all the books up in there. So rude.
Okay, what do you do, Lyle?
So we're back upstairs.
Yeah.
Tell me about the library. I know I've been here a million times, but tell me what I see.
So in each corner, you see tall bookcases, maybe 12 feet high, you would guesstimate, with some ladders that would move between them. There's a set of three in each corner so that they make kind of an angled, straight kind of across the corners. So 12 bookcases total, varying sizes of books, thicknesses of books, mostly books about amphibians.
I mean, one would hope, right?
Yeah.
Hey, is your butt okay? I meant to mention.
It hurts really bad, but it has been 45 minutes since you kicked it, so I've had time to recover slightly.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's just what I wanted to hear.
dropkick to the butt.
Uh-huh.
It's like when you focus on a mech's eyes.
Flying dropkick to the butt.
So in your mind, this is like a God of War original series big battle where there's like a glowing gem or something you have to hit in the giant evil thing, and it's his butt. Right,
it's so weird that we're actually like not just brothers but psychic brothers.
When you fight like an octopus monster in an RPG and suckers will just try and take out the tentacles, but it's like, nah, you gotta focus on that one spot or else it's just gonna keep making more tentacles. And for him, it's his butt, Justin.
Frankly, you're using my own logic against me, because I've argued many times before that the butt is nature's perforation and would be the easiest way to tear a person in half.
Yes. Yes, Travis, that and many other interesting things you've said to me over the years
have all stuck with you. Thank you.
We have so few exposed lobes, if you think about it.
But you could not, if you're going to rip someone in half, why not start at the butt?
That's the place to get it.
It's not just perforated. Yeah. It's not just perforated, Travis. You can really get a pretty good grip on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is my logic. Anyway,
give me an attack roll there, kicking him in the butt. You do have battle training in your ab skills. You have 3d8 with your ab skills. So give me a 3d8 roll to kick.
Did that work?
Yeah. There we go. Oh my golly.
Mm. Oh, sheesh. That's three big failures.
Three big failures.
Hey, that could be the name of our superhero. Abnormals team. Three big failures.
As you go to kick him, first of all, make sure you get your practice links. Perfect point.
Did you almost say poific?
Poific.
If you named it that, it might be easier to remember the mechanic.
Maybe. He grabs your ankle and attempts to throw you. Oh my God.
Wow.
He attempts to throw you into one of the bookshelves. But he does not do so with three failures. Tell me how you avoid getting thrown into a bookcase.
I look at the spine of a book, and one has fallen open. Actually, I look at the open page. It says, like, how to avoid getting grabbed 101. Mm-hmm. And so I notice that book, and I'm like, what in the heck? And I'm reading it. It just says, duck. And then I duck.
Okay, so he grabs your foot as you try to kick him. You see the book. He goes to let go, right?
Yeah.
And you just kind of duck as you're reading the book.
Yeah.
And then just goes sailing across the ladder.
Then once I shrink down, now I'm on the ground, like the book said, and then I bite his hand.
Does the book say to do that? Are you still following the book at this point?
I don't have teeth. Shoot. I can't kick him again. It's too embarrassing.
He'd be expecting that.
You don't see that coming. Okay, so I avoided the attack. Why is it on me to do something else? I avoided the attack masterfully.
Okay. All I asked was how you avoided the attack.
Why didn't you interrupt me?
I'm trying to do that less in life.
Well, you gotta have
now.
You gotta have limits, Travis.
Okay, so Roger and Navy, you hear a scuffle going on upstairs. What do you do?
And we're just chilling. I believe we're chilling in the Rainforest Cafe.
That is where we left off, yes.
I look at him. I look at Roger. I say, is it time in? We missed time in.
They didn't let us know. That sucks.
I feel so excluded. Let's go.
Foul play, sir. Let's go.
I am covered nearly head to toe in spaghetti as I rush up the stairs into the library. I tried to eat.
Is that part of your plan?
No, I just have never eaten spaghetti before, and he didn't really know how it works and how to do it. Like, he is still kind of an animal, and he tried his hand at like pasta with a knife and fork situation.
Was he bad at it, or did he just eat it with such childish abandon?
It was a skill issue for sure.
Okay.
Roger, is there any food you would like to voluntarily coat yourself in?
Well, Roger was trying to be the good... No, not coat himself in, but Roger was trying to be a thoughtful host. He is bringing a leftover bag with him.
Excellent.
Goes rushing up to the... confrontation and says, all right, fellas, I've got beer lava nachos. I've got a volcano cob salad, some pastelaya. But I
careful
think
with
really
the pastelaya.
Like,
careful with the pastelaya. It's tricky.
Yeah,
it's real tricky.
Look to my left to see. And I brought a Rumble in the Jungle wrap. And I think you'd really like this hair dryer. And he throws the Rumble in the Jungle wrap at whatever. If he's a giant dryer, he's got to have some kind of intake.
Oh, there's an intake. Yeah, there's an intake for sure.
Yeah, he throws the Rumble in the Jungle wraps at the intake.
I thought sure you were about to attempt diplomacy. I genuinely thought that's the way this was going.
This is my style of diplomacy.
But you can't.
It's to jam a dinner wrap in someone's air
hole. Throw wrap first, ask questions later.
Oh, so you're establishing dominance.
So important.
A wrap-based dominant system.
I'm trying
that
to remove
then allows
his,
you. Okay.
I'm trying to remove his advantage of being able to hover above everything.
Yeah.
Let's bring him down to ground level.
As we've established before, if you wish, you can use your prehensile tail to whip something, to throw something, giving you 3d8 on that attempt.
All right. Here it comes.
Nice, dude.
Seven and
that's
an eight.
Two successes. On two successes, it hits that intake. And it's not a permanent clog, but, I mean, the wind stops while he needs to, like, pull the cord and try to get it unclogged and try to clean it out, and he is now for the moment his dryer system is incapacitated.
Nice. While he is down, I want to rush up, really get a good look at this. Is it, describe his suit, Travis. Is it like a End of Alien, like Walker mech, or is it more
imagine more like Dr. Octopus, except instead of like arms that come out.
Yeah.
It's like dryer hoses.
Okay.
And a combination of dryer hoses and like drones.
Yeah.
So he can position the dryer hoses around, as well as having kind of a rocket pack on the
awesome.
Back that with directions.
Now that it's his mech suit is.
In fact, you know what? Make, with your big old eyeballs there.
Yeah.
Give me a, like, looking around, you know, a checking something out roll. Okay.
Two failures, one success.
With a mixed success, you get a very distinct impression. It reminds you a lot of your...
Yeah.
Of your water blaster.
I'm going to take an action here, and maybe it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I want to kind of see what happens. You guys ever get like that on this show? Where it's like, this isn't going to be good, but I'm curious.
Yeah,
Travis
one time I ate a rock.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you just do stuff, see where it goes. You got to follow the muse.
I'm going to run up, grab one of his hoses, shove my hose inside of it, and blast. And that,
yes, you are. I love that. Hey, Griffin.
Ask me if I saw that coming. I mean,
ask me if I think it's romantic.
It might. I'm concerned it may be. I don't think it's
how
romantic.
They do it in Avatar, I think.
Yeah, that is what they do on Avatar. We connect our hoses, and I blast, thinking like maybe I can fry this thing from the inside out if it's not built for wet.
Okay. Give me, using your signature item slashback,
yeah,
48 attack roll.
I'm going to spend, I have only used one time to shine dice, I believe, so I'm gonna spend two here.
There are host scientists that are going to see you in The Hague for this.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the forbidden host connection that they have warned each other about for years.
I'm
going to
do three.
There are some that worry it could open this. A black hole.
Yeah.
They're not sure what happens.
No, I'll just use two times shine dice. All right, I'm going to roll 6d8 then.
Do it.
Please. You have got to be
holy
kidding
crap,
me.
Griffin.
Wow. 3-4-3-3-4-1. You know what I do? I run in and I say, I say something really great. hold on, my mic's being weird.
That's what you say?
No.
That's not much of a closer, Griff, but I guess that's where we'll end the episode. Hold on, my mic's being weird. I mean, it's not our most exciting ending, but...
Just trying to think of a good, like, catch... he wants to say, like, some really cool... I mean, let's do it. I think that this makes it... He jumps in and he's like,
Time to hose down.
What?
Looks like it's time to hose down the... just forget it. I jam it in. I'm like looking at the cheesing at the camera like, this is going to be really good stuff. As I've covered in spaghetti, like, it's hose time for big boy. It's hose time for the big boy.
At that moment, two hose guys explode.
Now, unfortunately...
That is fully what he's looking for here. Like, he is looking for, like, the clip. He is trying to get the clip. And he's covered in spaghetti, and he's just, at this point, shouting monotone, like, looks like the hose knows when it's time, when it's time to goes.
The hose knows. Looks like the hose knows this time.
And I'm just trying to blast his pack with my pack. Just blast it off.
With six successes?
Travis, six failures.
With six failures, excuse me. For me, Griffin, from my point of view, you blast the wrap remnants out of the intake. And you have just pressure washed his system.
Yeah.
Absolutely clean.
Can I get hit by the wet wrap?
He's not. Oh, absolutely. He's not slow motion, Griffin.
On six failures, I just want to be. Just shame me. Punish me, Papa.
Yeah. And you know what, Griffin? It's perfectly framed in the security camera.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, I mean, this could be good. This could go viral in a different way. I take a mental note of that. I looked at a hair dryer like, I'm going to permission to undock here. I'm going to.
Yeah, no. You want to slink backwards?
Yeah, that was, if you don't mind.
No, yeah, go for it.
Maybe
and he pulls the ripcord on his system once more, and the engine kicks in, and the hot air begins blowing from his hoses again. And Lyle, you are up.
What is he doing with the hot air?
Right now, you can see like almost like something starting to achieve liftoff. You know, like when you see a rocket jets start, the engine start, you can see like the warm air start to shoot out from the bottom of the hot air, and he's like just starting to hover off the ground.
I'm gonna try to tackle him into Sergeant Salamander's security center.
Yes, excellent. Give me, since he is just starting to hover and doesn't have full control yet, give me...
I was going
to
ask if the fart trap was still in there, but it's been 45 minutes fully, at least.
Well,
I didn't fart in there, did I? I thought I farted in the theater.
No, you farted. Confused. You farted in two different rooms in the last episode.
I did.
And you might have farted multiple times.
It was really
so
cool.
So was it like crop dusting? I mean, is that...
Well, so for you, Lyle, you are going to give me 4d8 total to tackle him into the fart room.
Man. One success.
With a single success, you tackle him into the fart room, but you are also in the fart room.
Aw, man. Okay. Well... Ooh. Gotcha.
Battle over?
He begins kind of hovering his tentacles around him, for lack of a better word, and trying to create like an area of clean air around him. And you see the fart begin to swirl around him in a visible way. Yeah. So powerful are Roger's farts.
He's a fart bender. From the fart tribe.
We're going to see how successfully it works. Oh, with two successes. Yeah, he's able to create a little pocket of air around his head. What do you guys do? Now, I will say, while you have just thrown him into the security room, you are now between him and the door.
Roger's going to use his prehensile tail to pull Lyle out of there.
Okay. Yeah, give me a 3d8
roll consent.
There. Good. Cool. That's important. With a mixed success, you get a hold of him and you are able to get him, I would say, to the doorway. So now you're kind of half in and half out of the room. Navy, what do you do?
What do I do? I mean, I'm kind of really shook by what happened in the last section.
Of course.
How messy is it in here right now? Are we expecting them back today?
Yeah. He went to go see an opera, but it's been about 2 hours and 15 since he left.
Yeah, I'm gonna start cleaning up a little bit. I feel pretty bad. I made such a big mess, and then I mean, like earlier with mud, and I guess like pasta, and I don't really feel like being in the video anymore, and so I'm gonna just start sort of cleaning things up in here, just sort of cleaning up, following them as the battle goes.
So currently, he is in the room filled with farts in the security room. Roger, you have your tail around Lyle's firefighter suspenders. You pulled him to the doorway. Lyle, you are in the doorway. What do you do, Lyle?
So I'm out. I'll use Hatchet Man to attack the door keypad, locking it and sealing him in there permanently with the force.
Hey, do you know if you guys have any Clorox wipes?
Two successes.
On two successes, you slam Hatchet Man into the security panel outside the door. You see the power inside the room go down, and the door slams shut as a security measure. If anyone tries to hack that panel, the whole thing shuts down and becomes kind of a reverse panic room. And you have locked Hair Dryer successfully in Sergeant Salamander's security center.
Woo! I would like to make an observation. Okay. I would like to observe that Hair Dryer, there has to be a heat element involved in his system, right?
If you're about to suggest that the temperature of the air coming out of his pipes is so extreme that it would ignite the farts.
Yes, exactly what I was going to suggest.
Well, but that's the fart. This is a chemical reaction.
For half of our upbringing.
Farts like is methane. It's methane.
Farts is methane, he says. Thanks, Dr. Wizard.
You hear Hair Dryer just kind of like very, well, for lack of a better word, impotently just banging his fists on the door.
Hey, not cool. It stinks like butts in here.
Did his accent change again? Is he from New York all of a sudden?
It's just the door.
It's a New York door that makes sound more New York-like?
Listen, we gotta think fast, guys. Listen. We could not have one stinky room when they come back. But we got to think of it. We got to clear this out. I'd love to watch him just, you know, get knocked out in there, but we got to get the stink out.
Well, it looks like you buried your axe right in the control panel that opens the door. It'll be a while before
Hair
anyone
Dryer, do you see a vent there or anything, man?
I am a vent.
Hey, great. Can you purify the air?
If I do, will you let me out?
I don't think that's...
Can I roll for if I will?
Are you asking me that you want to roll and see if Lyle wants to let him? Like, you're letting the character control themselves?
Sometimes, Travis, I just throw these things out. Just a mere frippance. Just a mere dalliance, Travis. Not everything needs to be held up to the daylight under such harsh scrutiny. We all knew it was a simple bon mot. Let's move on, shall we?
Oh, I got it. We'll say... Hair Dryer attacked. Look at all these dudes we knocked out. This place is just spotless. And we locked him in there, and he's been farting like crazy, and so we pinned it on him. We say he filled it up with his passings.
Perfect.
I think I understand this fart plan.
Be with you in just a moment. Hold on. Just breathe deeply and calmly. What you want to do is breathe in four counts, hold it for 4 counts, and then let it out in 8 counts.
Just how quick does methane burn? This is all I'm trying to figure out.
Well, if you've got a sparking control room panel...
Hey, Hair Dryer, are you able to get a spark gun in there, pal?
No way, man. This is methane.
Yeah, it's a different kind.
It's safe cool. Methane from free-range cows.
It's ethical.
Okay.
I'm trying to get him to light a spark to.
No, yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
It's going to just burn off. We've all had a lot of fun in here, but we all had like so much, like tons of fun. The simple fact is, you cannot fart enough to blow up a whole room. It's impossible. Okay. Right? This is like
not a danger anymore except in the scent department. So I just need somebody light a match, you know? That's all I'm trying to get to.
I get you.
Okay, Justin.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you roll to convince hair dryer to light a match in this, that it's safe, that it's totally safe.
I just said all that.
Yes, and I'm going to say because you are an extreme firefighter, you're more trustworthy in this scenario.
Okay.
You sound more convincing.
Uh-huh.
And you have 3 trained ab dice, so roll 4d8s.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, you got 2 successes there. And he goes,
okay, sounds good. I'm going to kind of cycle it through. I got, let's see here.
And you hear, and because of the swirl of flame he got, he lights a match on your instruction. And he is then going to roll.
Well, now first he's got to stop and drop.
I want you guys, what did he get? I rolled it right there.
Yeah, okay.
What did I get? A comedy Oscar.
He got a comedy Oscar. He got a double cowabunga.
So he funnels the methane through his vent into one of the venting pipes there and uses it as kind of a makeshift, like, flamethrower, like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a laser cutter, one of the plasma cutters, and uses your methane to cycle through to open the door, to cut the mechanism to open the door.
Wow.
Insane.
Can I add that to Roger's powers? That would be cool.
Do you have a powerful, like, hairdryer-esque venting system?
Yeah.
I'll work on that.
Okay.
I'll work on that.
It's inside.
Next time we go see the cat.
Snarf.
Can't believe you forgot Snarf's name. That's crazy.
Okay. What do you guys say? We call this one a draw.
What could that possibly mean in this context?
I mean, yeah, also, if you check the scoreboard, it's like 40-0.
Yeah, we whipped up on your boys.
Yeah, you guys won. You guys are formidable, man.
Hold on. Can you look up there and say that again?
Yeah. Wait, at the camera?
And say, like, these guys are formidable.
Yeah, you
and,
got it.
Like, give them a call for all of the... And we'll superimpose the phone number later. Give them a call for all your heroic needs.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Do we have one of those little scan things we can put in the corner?
A QR code?
Yeah, could we? I guess we.
I don't know how to make those.
One of my hot boys does. I think Stefan.
Sure, I've only heard of QR codes.
Justin, you are on fire today.
Literally.
Let Justin roll every time he says a pun because it hasn't gone awesome so far.
He looks up at the camera and goes, "Oh, these abnormals? They're formidable. They stop me in my tracks. Call them anytime you have a bad guy related issue."
And they got great prices.
What was that? Great prices?
And they got great prices.
Reasonable prices.
Great prices.
Great prices.
Don't ad lib, please.
Okay, sorry.
And can you sing the theme song at the end?
Yeah. They have great prices. Contrary to what you've heard, they're at the height of their power. Talking tallest of towers, they'll stand. And then he sings the rest of them.
Yeah. Jonathan Colton smashes in through the skylight above.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he says.
Oh, yeah. IP theft.
Welcome to my cruise.
Read your IP theft.
And he says, so would it be cool if I just kind of collected my hot boys and, like, left? Or...
Yeah, as long as you clean up as you go, because, I mean, we have quite a bit to do on this floor.
Here, can I ask, out of curiosity, what's the grand plan here, man?
Oh, I was going to take over this building and turn it into kind of my headquarters, the Dryaria.
Oh, that's right.
So I will just say, for future reference, pretty much any place on Earth is going to be a better sort of place to do that.
Yeah, but I've built myself up as, like, the nemesis of them because, you know, they're all amphibians and, like, I dry them out and, like,
right,
we have this, like, back and
so
forth.
There's so many places that are, there's so many great buildings that just need an occupant and a little TLC, and you could put this time and energy into those properties
and you'll get a return on your investment of the life of imprisonment.
We actually think we have like a real estate guy.
We do, don't we? We do. We have a real estate guy.
I think his name's Neil, but it's been a long time.
It's Dean.
Dean.
And he's an accountant.
Dean Neil is our accountant, and he has been very good to us. And I think that that would be a better use of your time. That's all I'm saying, man.
But we also have a real estate guy named Neil Dean.
Okay.
That we haven't brought up before.
Now, he is thoroughly crooked. So I do not like
him. Which you might like, actually, now that I'm thinking
Maybe
about
that's
it.
Your thing.
You yeah, should hit up Neil Dean.
So you're saying buy my own building legally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Make it the dry area.
There yeah, we are.
Right. And not have it be like a criminal enterprise?
Not at all a criminal enterprise. It's just a place for people to come and be dry. You charge them out the nose. Yeah. And you theme it, right? Dry wines.
Okay. Yes. Dry rub.
Dry your clothes mm-hmm. here.
That was going to be the primary piece. Thing. That it was like a... Because, like, you know, everybody knows where to wash your clothes. You put that in a washer, right? But, like, maybe you want a separate place to dry them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Huh.
Hey. I'd like for you to go now.
Okay.
Although.
You've given me a lot to think about. I'm going to vacuum on my way out.
Sure. I think we've been more than fair here, man.
Yeah. Also, you have 40 employees. It's a little wild you don't have an HR person. The size of your organization demands it.
No, one of the hot boys is. Yeah. Hot Richard. That's how we remember. HR, right?
Hot Rod.
Hot Richard.
Oh. Okay. He also is HR. To make it clear, it's not just a. Hot Richard is our HR person. That's how we remember.
Works cool. On so many levels.
Yeah. All right, man.
So many levels.
Take it easy. Now, hopefully, next time our paths cross, maybe we can do like a team up if you join the side of the righteous.
Huh.
Yeah.
We'll see. Something I might just stick with neutral, but I'll invite you guys to the grand opening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm there.
So he collects his hot boys. They clean up on the way out. And you see them loading up into their the bus. That they all travel in the school bus that has been converted into the hot rod. And as they're heading out, the dragon lands that you saw Sergeant Salamander leave at the beginning of all this. He lands, he says, "Hey boys, I'm back. I hope everything went smoothly. Have you guys seen Madam Actual Butterfly? I think you'd love it."
Is this place clean? Are we like... Is it, if our parents come home after throwing a party, are we getting trouble
clean? How are we feeling right now, cleanliness-wise?
Yeah. So I would say looking around at this point, you have repaired as much as you can. The security room, without like a full-blown, you know, repair team in here, there's been some damage to the panel. Okay. But besides that, it's pretty clean.
Cool.
You're feeling pretty good. Did I miss it? You guys made sure to take Mud Puppy out and feed him and everything, right?
We did, sir. We are. We also expected. We received an unexpected attack from Hairdryer and
what?
40 of his cronies.
The Hot Boys.
Yeah, that's them.
Oh, what dastardly deed did that dry, no good god do?
Farted up a storm
whole lot
in
of
your big office.
Farted.
So much all the plants
he farted in my office?
And we were like, yuck, dude. We were man.
He tried to make it to your office is what happened, sir.
He did a little squat, little roadie run into your office, and he said, I run like this so I can blast off in the office he has to work in.
He made it to your office, sir.
He showed up with 40 of his minions so he could get in my office and fart.
Among other dastards.
That's just like him.
Yeah. Weird.
But we fended off the attack handily, and I don't believe there is any damage that remains to the property, sir.
Well, I mean, I can see right there that my security panel's been cut open, too, and somebody, like, blowtorched open my door.
Right, so here's what I want to suggest.
Uh-huh.
I would like to become a fully-fledged member of the Amphibiforce.
Oh, I see.
Otherwise, the insurance will not cover this damage.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Did you guys fix the oven?
That is just one of the many services I stand ready to provide as a full member of the Amphibiforce, sir. Oven, repair, HVAC, analysis, not service. It's complex, those are, but I can tell you usually what's wrong with them.
I see.
Can I discreetly grab the security footage that's been recording this encounter?
Yeah, give me, how sneaky are you?
I mean, not very, but I don't know how sneaky I need to be. I'm going into the office where hairdryer was locked and the farts happened, right?
Yeah, as it will forever be known.
I'll say...
be in the room where farts happened.
I'm going to go light that candle real quick, and I'll go into the security office.
Yeah, okay, that's reasonable. He's pretty distracted talking with Locke.
Sure. Cool.
Oh, we really need a hacker on this team.
You guys keep saying you're going to be like the technology guy, but then it never really comes through. So do you still want me to roll, or can I just grab it?
I think I'm going to have you roll to like figure out the system, you know what I mean, to make sure you can grab whatever the recording device is. I think it's recording onto like CDRs and CDRWs.
Amazing, great. I'm going to just go ahead and guess that this is going to be one of our last rolls of this particular fiasco. So I'm going to burn the rest of my time to shine dice. So what am I rolling standard? Am I using...
It would be just your standard. This is like an abs move. So what do you got in abs? 2d8?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to use my three other time to shine dice.
Okay.
So 5d8s. That's four successes. This is when the money works and it counts and we do a good job for the first time.
Okay, so you also had a double six in there. So you had a cowabunga as well. That's so many successes and a cowabunga. What are you hoping to do with this footage?
I mean, with this role, I'm hoping I collect the footage and somehow I look cool in this fight as well as everyone else. I'm thinking promotional material for our team.
Yeah.
I am thinking we have done some great work. Since we first encountered Carver in the museum, but I also think that our profile has not grown at all, and we still operate out of a corner booth in a half-demolished cafe.
Yeah, fair.
And if we want to, I think just being here has reminded Navy SEAL what it feels like to be in the headquarters of a place that is like pretty set up, pretty well established, pretty well known. Which maybe wasn't as important to him before, but I think that this experience has kind of made him think, like, what if the three of us had a nice spot?
Yeah, so with not only cowabunga, but four successes there, you collect the footage, all the footage you need, and I'm going to say that when you do this project, you are able to cut together, like, a really pretty, convincing, efficient, everybody looks cool kind of promo.
And I'm just going to...
Good enough for those things they show before the trailers in movie theaters.
Well, yeah.
The local spots.
This is more going to be like late night TV on the USA Network.
You might be able to get it on movie. I mean, yeah, do any of you know Maria Menounos in like a person? Like have an actual connection to her?
I know Maria Menounos.
All right. I don't think so. Yeah,
that one hits. Hey, man, if I have to stomach 10 of those at a suboptimal quality for the one that really slaps dad, I am fully, fully willing.
Nothing
should
slap dad.
I'm glad to hear that you are invested like that.
I start making mental notes of like how to ADR my own bad attempts at one-liners, just to sort of make myself not look like a real goofus in this particular video.
Back out with Lyle and Sergeant Salamander. Sergeant Salamander says, "You know what, Lyle? We right now, I'm not gonna lie to you, don't got an open spot in the roster. But I'm gonna bump you up from like on call, you know, when needed to like alternate. How's that sound?"
"Wow, I will take it for sure."
"Okay, yeah. The next time Newt broods off on, you know, one of his retreats or, you know, Cecily Ann takes another cooking class, we'll give you a call. Come help us out."
"Oh, fair enough. All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much."
"You're welcome. Hey, did any of you eat or drink anything? Like, did you pay your tab down at the Rainforest Cafe? Because if not, they're going to charge your card."
Are the animatronic animals, does that count as buying them? Can you just buy those? Is that on my tab? Like,
what happened to them?
Look to your right.
Oh, God.
Yep. See,
hey, we gotta go.
Let's go. The tree hits every time.
You head outside. Another job well done with the security footage in hand. Are you calling a car? Or I guess you still have your Rollybot if you want to.
Oh, boy. Hey, I want to thank you guys so much for your support in there. You really paid attention to cleanliness in a way that I didn't genuinely expect. So thank you, guys.
Yes.
We knew it was important to you.
Yeah, I gotta ask Lyle.
Yeah.
Don't you think these guys are maybe taking advantage of you a little bit? Maybe
for sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I don't have medical insurance, and I would just really like that. So now I have it. Because the alternate, you get it. So
are you
I have
sure
that
about? Are you sure about
I'm,
that?
I'm actually, yeah, I'm 100% sure. I've spent hours researching this.
You know, I know a guy named Dean Dean. He's an insurance agent.
Now, he is the one who is, chaotic neutral? I don't have my chart with me. So
no, I think Neil Dean.
Neil Dean is the real estate guy.
Neil Dean Tyson.
Well, there's three. There's Neil Dean, Dean Neil, Dean Dean, and then I'm going to say Dean 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 Dean.
Listen, which leads into the theme song. Dean, ding, 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 ding.
Listen, Lyle, not for nothing, but I think you're better than just alternate. And if it's just some benefits that you're doing all this for, we could get on, you know.
Aflac!
We could get on the, yeah. Oh, crap, hold on. The Aflac duck, who is actually real in this world.
And incredibly evil.
Really, really evil. Get out of here, Aflac duck. I think we could figure it out, man.
He's still listening, man.
Aflac Duck, could we please have some privacy?
Please.
Sorry. So Aflac, are you looking for another team member?
There's two of them now because they love doing it so much.
Wait a minute. Aflac, are you a hacker? Aflac.
His name is Aflac.
It's not even jokes anymore. It's just garbage. This has got to be the end of the adventure.
We're good.
Right?
We're good, Aflac Duck. We've got to get going.
Okay. Please leave us. As the Aflac Ducks head off into the sunset.
They're actually called a flock.
I don't think there's one. Two of them.
A flock!
Why are we stopping, man? We're hot. We are just hitting our stride now.
Hey, baby, tell me we're tracking on this.
That is when Navy SEAL, your cell phone begins to ring.
Hey kids, Sergeant Salamander here with another amphibifact from the Amphibiforce. Cliffside coastlines are a beautiful natural wonder and a great place to bond with your family on vacation, but not a great place to fly a drone. High coastal winds will smash that drone right into the cliffs, leaving sharp plastic debris on the rocky shore below. That's a no bueno, compadre. Next time, leave that drone alone and leave your cliffs clean. Ankles!
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows. Supported
directly
by you.